Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of what's your number, achieving the results you want. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator and speaker, the fabulous Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's always so great to talk to you, and thank you for letting me be a guest on your show.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you, because you always bring a fresh perspective and great ideas and input that I know our listeners love to hear and try to put into practice at their own assets and properties around the country. Interesting topic. What's your number? Achieving the results you want. Let's talk a little bit about that. What does that mean to you?
Well, let's face it. There's so many priorities in our industry. It's such a crazy time. As it always is, but it's a different crazy time. Our hot buttons include worrying about the economy and interest rates, diversity and inclusion, maintenance in general. We've gone through supply chain issues. I keep reading these articles about inflation and the decline in rental rates and their affordable housing issues. And it's like, I feel like I'm juggling all the time because the list is endless. And when this list changes in 2 to 5 years, it'll be something different. It's always big stuff in our industry. So with so much to focus on, how do you advance the ball? How do you achieve any goals in your business or your company? I don't know if you ever set New Year's resolutions. Do you, Paul?
I do. I don't know that I keep them.
Right. That's where I was going. My sweet husband and business partner, Tom, who you've met many mm-hmm. times over the years, he and I set these big goals every year. At the end of the year, we take a little trip and we talk about our personal and our business goals. And we definitely have better years some years than others, but sometimes the goals are so lofty, and like about mid-year, I have them pop up in my calendar, and I think, oh, is that the goal we set? We haven't tracked it. We haven't looked at it. It's not in our face. And I read a statistic. I don't know if you follow John Gordon, who's a really cool speaker. His focus is positivity, but this isn't so positive. He said, 9 out of 10 people fail with their resolutions. 9 out of 10. And 50% of resolution makers will fail by the end of January. So it's no wonder that sometimes Tom and I have forgotten those resolutions by June or July or whenever it pops up. So yeah. How do you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
So how do you fix that? You know, how do you do something different? And I have this expression that my team members and that different people in training sessions I've taught, they hear it all the time. It's what gets looked at gets done. What gets looked at gets done. And so you have to say, am I looking at the right things? Am I looking at too many things? So I came up with a concept, and part of it came from a book called Traction that I read and that my team is working to follow some of those practices, that says pick a number. Pick a significant number that helps you focus on your goal. So, you know, here's an example. I have an apartment community that no matter what we did, work orders were just out of control. Like, we're talking 120, 140 undone, incomplete work orders. So we would bring a team from another property to help us out, and then we'd divide things up by buildings. We'd do all these different strategies, but the work orders, you know, we'd get them down 20%, but then they jump right back up. It's like we go home at night and the work orders are like cockroaches or something. They keep laying eggs and hatching at night before we get back. So I thought, we've tried everything else. I came up with this simple Excel report, very simple, and asked that the maintenance supervisor send it to me at the end of every day. Every day, the supervisor entered simple numbers. How many work orders came in, how many were completed, and how many were on hold for parts or something like that. And then it kind of automatically calculated. But the point was, the maintenance supervisor was going to be looking at how many work orders came in, how many were completed, and how many had to be held. Well, when I first asked him to do it, it's like, really? You can just pull reports off of Resmin. It'll give you that information, Mary. Just pull reports. Well, Paul, you and I both know, I already knew I could pull my own reports anytime, any day that I wanted that information. I could, they could, anyone could. The point was for that maintenance manager to focus on those few numbers every day. Just focus on those few numbers and try to move the dial on those numbers. If you understand the goal and you look at that number every day, then your efforts will fall into line and the results will as well. I kind of teased him and said, if nothing else, you'll focus on it because you want me to quit asking for it. So my strategy, and it doesn't matter the role, is pick a number or two or three numbers. Pick a number to focus on to achieve the goal of whatever it is you really want to achieve or whatever it is you want to change. If you don't distill it, if you don't break it down to something small and focused, then, and something, by the way, Paul, I left out the most important thing, something you can measure ongoing, you're just much less likely to get it done.
I want to circle back to your story with your maintenance supervisor. So once he started putting that report together, what kind of differences did you see?
Well, we're still working on that one. Have me back in a month.
Okay.
And let me tell you. But it's definitely pulled everybody's focus. So one of the immediate things that happened was they identified duplicate work orders because that was pushing their number up. Mm-hmm. But that's really important. Plus, they work orders they thought they had completed but maybe hadn't marked complete in Resmin, they contacted the residents, which was another positive thing. And they found out some of the service requests had been completed. So, again, the number came down. But the results that I think they're going to have, and they'll be able to prove me or prove me wrong soon, the results I think they're going to have are they're focused on it, they're doing the behaviors that'll change it, and they'll make a real difference. Now, Paul, I do have examples where it has made a difference.
Yeah.
So this is just one we've just started, and we'll be able to tell you how it goes.
Well, I mean, that's so important to focus on those numbers, because once you see you've got duplicate work orders or things haven't been completed, all that plays into resident satisfaction, does it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The incomplete work orders caused us to also have stress in the office, where people came in and they were mad. They came to pay their rent and they complained that service requests they'd already reported hadn't been done. When could they expect it? Yeah, it definitely has contributed to resident satisfaction. And what we're trying to do is prevent what goes along with that is bad reviews, which then don't just impact current resident satisfaction and turnover, but that impacts who we attract going forward. So it's an important thing that has a ripple effect. Paul, your point is very, very important. I'm only having him focus on two or three numbers, but they impact the world.
Mm-hmm.
They impact our world, our occupancy, our satisfaction, our reviews, our future occupancy. It's really important.
Sure. Renewals and everything. Well, we're going to stop this segment here because we're up against a break, but we're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We are coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and today we're discussing the topic of what's your number, achieving the results you want. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator and speaker, the fantastic Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or simply listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Mary, what's your number, achieving the results you want? What's your number?
I'm glad you asked. Well, okay. So my number is actually 2.5 numbers. Yes, I break my own rules. I think it's truly hard to focus only on one number, but my real point is you can't focus on a lot of numbers. If you try to, you're less likely to move the dial and achieve the goals you want to. So my first number is total unit count. As part of my role is growing our business, our fee management business and our training business. So my first number is total unit count, and I focus on it extremely hard the last year and a half. And in fact, it really has paid off, not by my efforts, but by my team's. We've more than doubled in size this year in terms of our unit count, which is really great. But yeah, it's one of the reasons that it's been important to focus on my second number, which is our employee engagement score, our team engagement. You know, when you grow that fast, keeping your culture as you want to, it's really difficult. It's difficult with a static number of employees. But when you double in size, really keeping your culture, keeping your team members happy and engaged and able to both fulfill the company goals, but also work towards fulfilling their employment and career goals, it's hard. So our employee engagement score is my second number that I focus on, along with a really wonderful vendor partner who's been helping us and a really fantastic director of HR and team engagement, Suzanne D, who she also is who our puns come from, Paul, if you follow us on,
Facebook
or Instagram. Our puns come from Suzanne. But that second number, that team engagement number, if I can just tell you, we did employee surveys for years, and we won awards, blah, blah, blah. But we did a terrible job using the data from our employee surveys. We just did a terrible job. We would get the results once a year. We'd compare year over year. We'd set a few goals. And then it was a little bit like Tom's in my New Year's resolutions. By June, we had gotten so focused on other initiatives as a company, we really didn't advance the ball at all on our team engagement goal. Now we have a team engagement score and a vendor partner who holds us accountable, helps us set goals, helps us do things that achieve those goals, and helps us focus on that number diligently. In fact, they hold a quarterly meeting with us and say, where are you? But we're looking at that number every day, because we know that's so important. Without our team members, we're nothing. And so that leads to my third number, because I cheat, or my 2.5 number, which is our employee census. You know, those vacant positions
right.
Kick your butt. Mm. They kill you. So we really do focus. In fact, our regional team focuses on it as a team every week. They have to report vacant positions and where they are on filling those, because, again, without our team members, we can't get anything done. And without engagement of those team members, we don't achieve those goals. And all of those people, every single one of them, is important to our achieving that first number I talked about, which is our unit count. Because if we don't do a great job, if we don't have engaged employees, if we don't have employees at all, then we can't achieve anything.
You know, I have two things I want to ask you. The first is, what is the measurement metric that you use for your employee engagement? You know, if you can share that with our listeners. And the second thing is, you, Apartment Dynamics, you've got a tremendous presence on social media. And I can remember, I don't remember the exact name of what you were calling it, but I remember seeing a series of posts of several weeks ago where you went on a kind of a road trip with your to talk about employee benefits to all your properties, which is such a smart thing to do. And does that play into increasing that engagement with the employee?
Well, we hope so. You know, it's a very, very important thing to even at whatever size your company it is, it's important for everyone to hear on a repeated basis what it is we want to provide for them in terms of benefits, but also for them to be able to give feedback back to us of of what's important to them. And we, Paul, I think you know, we started in COVID having regular town halls. We actually have a very brief town hall with all our employees every single Friday at 10 a.m. So I think ongoing communication's important, but that benefits roadshow that we do once a year, it's an opportunity in particular for all our employees to meet with Suzanne, who's the HR and team engagement leader, but also Tom Gwynn, who's president of our company, attends every single one. I don't get to attend every one of them, but they get to meet the president and CEO of our company. Everybody gets to if they want to, and they see that we are interested, that we're that we consider their needs important. They get to ask questions about those benefits. They get to say what works and what doesn't work. It's an important piece, I think, of us. Well, I think it's an important piece of retaining employees. Mm-hmm. I really do.
No, I can imagine that it is, and it's so smart to do it the way that you do it. And of course, you guys also on your social media posts throughout the year are always recognizing employees and so forth. So, I mean, it's a trend that we see happening, you know, more and more where companies are doing that. But you guys really were the pioneers of a lot of this stuff that in my mind. Talk a little bit. We've got about 2 minutes left. Talk a little bit again about that employee engagement number. How do you measure that? What are the things that go into that number?
We work with an excellent provider of an employee engagement survey, and they do an annual benchmark survey for us, but they also do touch points with our employees at close to their anniversaries and definitely at the pre-boarding, onboarding, and a little bit after an employee has started. And that has been very, very helpful to us. So then they help us determine what actions we need to take. You know, you can get all twisted up in your britches,
yeah,
and not accomplish anything, but they help us come up with one or two important actions to take every quarter to better meet our employees' needs, or to better communicate, or to do something that retains or improves our employee engagement. And there is, on our employee engagement score, there are a number of numbers, as you can imagine, but there's one main number that we track that is total engagement, and it compares us to a benchmark, an industry benchmark, as well as compared to prior quarters. So our goal is to always get better, and maybe we'll never be perfect. I'm sure we'll never be perfect, but our goal is to continue to do a better and better job and for that number to improve.
All right, we've got about... You did a great job of answering that. We've got about 30 seconds left in this segment, and I just wanted to give you a quick follow-up on it, and that is... How do they hold you accountable? You said they hold you accountable. What do they do?
Each quarter, if whatever that action item is, once we've completed it, they do another survey and see what the response is from the people impacted by that action. I can tell you, one, almost every company gets lower scores on my pay meets my,
sure,
you know, expectations. So they really early on gave us some different ideas for how to communicate better what our pay was. So the first thing they did was they helped us to do a compensation letter to each employee, just really outlining what the entire pay package looked like when you added the fact that we pay for health insurance and we pay for different things. And so their total compensation package over the course of a year was bigger than they realized. And so once we had put those compensation letters out, our supplier partner then surveyed again and got feedback from our team members on, in particular, the compensation area. And our score really did go up. Now, you know, there are other things we did as well, or we ongoing do, like if we hire on new people and their compensation is at a higher level just because the market's dictating it, then we go back and reevaluate our existing team members' compensation. And so actions like that and talking about those actions really have helped us to improve our score on the total compensation. We're still not where we want to be. We want our team members to feel like they are compensated at least fairly, if not generously. So that's one of the ways they hold us accountable is after we take an action, they resurvey and then they meet with us and tell us how we did on it. So it's really a great way to do it.
All right. Well, we are going to stop this segment here. We're going to be back right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of what's your number, achieving the results you want. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator and speaker, the amazing Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Mary, we talked a lot in the last segment about the employee engagement and measuring it, measuring your numbers, and the importance of all of that. But you've been doing this for a while. Talk a little bit about your teams, and can you give us some examples of what you've seen as the results.
Absolutely. Well, I mentioned our home office team has been using it for a good while. We as a company, read a book called Traction, and it was really great at helping us pick a number to focus on at our central office. But it's a tool that is helpful everywhere. And I want to talk about one of my maintenance supervisors who's been with us a good while and helps other teams. And, you know, I'm passionate about our maintenance programs. As you mentioned earlier, maintenance has such an impact on everything, our resident retention, our reviews, our ability to attract good residents. It's just so impactful to do a great maintenance program. And Scott is really just a fantastic maintenance supervisor. He was concerned when he took over a particular property called Wintree that it was just his results when he took over were terrible in terms of how long it took to complete a work order. And our company works to complete work orders in, you know, 24 hours or worst case 48, but 24 hours is our goal. So he looked closely at what was causing him the biggest itch. And for him, well, let me start with his starting numbers were that it was taking that he had like 30% of his work orders were taking over 3 days, 30%. And a lot of them were taking over 48 hours. So he stopped and he focused on working on HVAC because he was getting called out at night. His team was getting called out at night. HVAC calls were just kicking him in the butt. The volume of them, the time they took, the parts they needed. So he just stopped and did the big thing that would change all the little things. He scheduled preventive maintenance. He cleaned coils. He cleaned condensation lines. He changed filters. It took time. It took lots of time, especially when he was still getting other service requests. He was getting other HVAC calls. They were still coming in. But he had to do the big thing to change all the little things, to move that number of how many days it took to get his work orders completed. It took focusing on one thing to change everything. So after that, his calls that went over, like 1 year later, his calls over 3 days were down to 8%, from 30% to 8%. So focusing on that number and doing the different behaviors that it took, even though it was like ripping the Band-Aid, it hurt. It hurt short term to stop and change things. It made a big difference in the long run in changing that number.
Yeah, I mean, that is a well heated story for a lot of people in the industry. That you're so involved in putting fires out that you don't have a chance, or they don't think to look at the number. You know, they're taking care of these work orders that are calling, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease type of thing. Whereas if they focus on that larger picture, that larger number, they would in the long run eliminate a lot of those issues that they had. And I think somebody I read somewhere, or somebody had told me in the industry that right now there's a 57% turnover rate in maintenance personnel. I guess the feeling that a lot of people have of not being able, a lot of maintenance folks have of not being able to ever complete anything satisfactorily, and it's just a never ending stream of things, and they're on call. That all contributes to that turnover rate, and like you said, you know, keeping employee retention is so important in today's multifamily industry. We have about 3 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit about some of the other examples of where you've been able to, your teams have been focusing on their numbers.
Well, I mentioned earlier that one of the things we focused on is vacant positions. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very interesting as you compare that number by region every single week that it's not a competition, not a friendly competition, but it is a help each other's teams figure out how to reduce that number, because that is a big, big number, that vacant position number. And Tom, for example, about a year ago started focusing on days vacant by position and working with our teams to reduce, if you're going to have a vacant, at least reduce the days it's vacant, because those days you're without a team member, again, to use that expression again, those kick the butt of the other team members when they're trying to cover for missing team members and compensate. It's tough enough when you bring on a new employee that they have a learning curve, but if you have that vacant time and then a learning curve, a lot can get missed, a lot can get lost. The team member that's trying to hold the ship together can be worn down and exhausted. It can lead to you losing that person. So focusing on that days vacant was a real game changer for us as well. So we changed a few processes to reduce those number of days. Like one of my expressions too that our team members have heard a lot. I used to say a good maintenance resume has a shelf life of 15 minutes. Now I say all good resumes have a shelf life of 15 minutes. They really do. So we have to cut our time down of how long it takes us to respond to a resume, how long it takes us to set up the interviews, to do the screening process. We used to require two in-person interviews at different times because we also had an expression, anybody can be anybody they want for an hour. Well, these days, you can't take that time. The demand for good hires is just so great that you would lose a great person by extending that time. So we've done different things based on Tom looking at that one number, the days vacant number. By him looking at that, we've reduced the time by changing some of our processes. And that's been a really important thing because that really great employee, his or her resume has a shelf life of 15 minutes, maybe less now.
Yeah. No, that is so smart. I want to circle back to that on one thing. We're going to have to take a break here, but when we get back in our final segment of this episode, I want to circle back to that for just a second, and then we'll continue on with the discussion. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of what's your number, achieving the results you want. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator and speaker, the incomparable Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics. And Mary, I mentioned in our last segment that I wanted to circle back to when you were talking about how you measure the vacant days of positions and so forth. What advice can you give to some of our listeners as far as, you know, that we have listeners who have, portfolios of all different sizes and types? What kind of advice would you give somebody if they're the ones responsible for trying to find those employees, how they should be looking at that number?
That is a great question. Everybody needs to look at their vacant position number, because again, the impact of one person missing from your team, well, it impacts everybody. It impacts the results. It impacts people being tired and worn out and burnout and a million other things. So I think for, whoever you are, if you have a vacant position on your team, that should be sort of like Scott and dropping everything and doing the preventive maintenance. You have to stop and drop everything and focus on filling that position. It's the time when you call and network with every relationship that you have between your supplier partners and your even your peers in the industry. We sometimes refer back and forth to peers. Like, I get a fantastic candidate, but we don't have a role for them. I might reach out to one of my peers at another company and say, I'm not sure if you're looking. And then hopefully when I call them and say, hey, we are so desperate, we need a regional or we need a whatever role, it's that relationship. I'd say that's even more important than the Indeeds and ZipRecruiter or whatever other tool you use. But if you're using a tool to get resumes, I say you have to be on it. You ought to set your settings for an automatic email when a resume comes in, because that resume, especially if it comes through something like Indeed or ZipRecruiter or something like that, resume finders, they're sending your candidate other resumes.
Sure.
And they're sending that candidate's resume to other people. So you have to act quickly. And it doesn't mean you hire the first person that applies. It means you have to contact them and help them find, are they the right fit for you? Are you the right fit for them? Because it is the whole hiring thing, if we focus more on a win-win, are we even a good fit for each other? That's really important, because you are building a team. You're not just filling empty spots. You really are building a team. Nobody's going to be perfect, but you want to hire candidates that fit with your culture and that your culture is a good fit with them as well.
Yeah, that makes perfect
sense. I hope that answers your question.
It does. It makes perfect sense. It does. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment before I want to transition to something else with you. But just let's talk for the rest of the segment about how do you pick your number, and is it the same set of numbers?
Well, that's a good question. My number that I focus on has changed somewhat over the last few years. Like, I was not as focused on our company's growth. And then through feedback from our employee engagement survey, which ours is through Swift Money. There are a lot of great ones out there, but we just have really benefited from Swift Money. One of the things we learned from our team a couple of years ago was they wanted growth opportunities with our company. And I was not as focused on growing the size of the company. I was focused on doing a better job as a company, which does lead to some growth, but not aggressive growth. And what's been great is hearing that feedback of, we want opportunities to grow with Apartment Dynamics. Is we needed Apartment Dynamics to grow. Mm-hmm. And that number became more and more important, that how many units, our unit count, and it will continue to be really important. We have a long-term goal. So that said, how does somebody else pick their number? It's what is the big goal? Paul, I know you've heard the story. Everybody on this show has heard the story of the professor who had a big jar and he put rocks in it, and he asked his class, is it full? They said yes. Then he poured sand in. He said, is it full now? They said, oh, yeah, it's full now. Now it's really full. Then he poured water in, and they said, oh, now it's really, really full. Well, look at it the opposite way. If you'd put the water in first or the sand in first, you wouldn't be able to put the big rocks in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think what people need to do is say, what are my big rocks? What are the big goals? Because those little goals will build up to the big one, but you've got to start with that big one or you won't have time for the little one. So what is your big goal? And I would say, Paul, people should look at it personally as well. We try to help all our team members look at where do they want to be in 5 years and put together a personal development plan. And they're responsible for making it happen, but we support them in it, and we'll pay for classes and all that. But it's up to them to come up with that plan. So personally, people should have the number they're looking at, whether it's their compensation number or their, where do they want to live or maybe it's a role they want to be in. Whatever it is, people should have those personal goals as well as their business goals. They should really be looking at that, because otherwise a lot of time can pass and they not get there.
No, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, I want to transition us now. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment to ask you. Are one of the bright, shining people in multifamily, one of the great thought leaders that I've had the opportunity to know and to obviously have on our show, but also just see at different events throughout the year and go to the sessions that you are either giving or on a panel on, and it's always enlightening and to hear what you have to say. But talk a little bit about what's going on with Apartment Dynamics, and then what are some of the things that you see happening in the future for the industry that people should be aware of?
Well, Paul, the first thing is I think I need to change my most important number to being on this show more, because you say such nice things. So that's going to be my new number, is how many times I can be on this show. Thank you for those kind words over and over. So Apartment Dynamics, we are a fee management company, and our goal is to continue to grow. I've got a number for this year, for the coming year. We've already achieved more than our number for 2022, but never satisfied. Mm-hmm. And in addition, we train and consult. We help property owners who have struggles on their properties. And I love to take what I learn from our team members and our portfolio and train on it in other parts of the country. Looking ahead, it's an interesting time. You and I, Paul, have been through several cycles, and you know, you read so much about what rents are doing, what they're going to do. I would say one of the most important notes I can leave with your listeners as far as looking ahead is 50% of what you fear never happens. and that's a made-up statistic, but so many people are speaking doom and gloom, and we're a resilient industry. We're a resilient population, and we'll work hard and work together and do well. That said, I think you do have to look at the fact that materials costs are going up, and we have a new generation of the workforce that has different goals, and their numbers are going to be different, say, from mine, and all sorts of different things that we need to prepare for, but we don't need to fear. We need to say, okay, this is another challenge that I get to try to overcome, and I think that approach will help us to look at the right numbers, look at the right goals, and end up in the right spot at the end of the day.
That's a wonderful way to end this show. great advice, and I think you're right on target with that. But we are going to, Mary, it's so great to have you on. You're always welcome to be on the show whenever you would like, and I look forward to seeing you sometime in 2023 at some of the conferences, and it's always great to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Well, we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.